A conservation sales tax passed by Arkansas voters in 1996 has helped the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission construct 8 nature centers across the state designed to teach about the outdoors. Yesterday, a large crowd gathered in West Springdale to celebrate the start of construction of Arkansas's newest center. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda was there, and she has this report.
These 4th and 5th graders singing in the J.B. Hunt Elementary Choir are some of the local students who will benefit from a new nature and education center being built in Northwest Arkansas. Arkansas Game and Fish Commission Director Jeff Crow says the new facility will impact thousands of children.
I just don't have the words to tell you what it means to finally be standing here before this group today and talking about this exciting project that's finally going to take place in this important part of the state. And what this project means for future generations, it's going to resonate so much with the young people from this part of the state. Within an hour's drive of this location, there is just a little under 100,000 children ages 5 to 18.
The 61-acre site, which was donated by the city of Springdale, is located along Spring Creek near the intersection of Interstate 49 and Wagon Wheel Road. Chairman Steve Cook says this project has been in the works since he joined the commission 6 years ago.
About 2-3 years ago, we come up here to get a tour of this whole piece of property, and I'm thinking, and they're going to give this to us? But I realized that they're not giving it to us. They're giving it to you, and they're giving it to them, and they're giving it to those that are not here with us yet today that are yet to be born for the future of conservation, for the future of being outdoors, for the future of understanding the resources that we are here to be good stewards of and to continue that tradition for many years to come. And this will be just one small icon for many things to come in many, many more years.
The proposed facility will include 36,000 square feet of improvements, including an educational building, indoor and outdoor classrooms, and education pavilions. The Game and Fish Foundation is leading a fundraising campaign for the $18 million facility. The project is using public funds as well as private funds from donors like John L. Hunt, who's contributing $5 million to the effort. Hunt says she and her husband both grew up in the country and spent a lot of time outdoors.
We were outdoors all the time. We didn't have TVs, and we were just from the daylight till dark, even after dark. We were outside. We were running in the woods, riding stick horses, and you don't even know what that is. We'd get a big limb off of a tree, and we would tie a string around it, and that was our stick horse that we rode. And we swam in the river, and we waded in the creeks, and we grew up outdoors. And I feel like today, so many children miss that opportunity. And that's what this is all about today. We're trying to give back that opportunity for the children to grow up like we did.
She says none of this would have been possible if not for the mayor and city of Springdale.
When I look out at this land and I think how beautiful this is and what could have been done with it as Northwest Arkansas has developed, and you think of all of our pieces of land that are being covered up by buildings and all, but nothing happened here. This land has just been sitting here waiting. But you know why? God had a plan for this land. And we know what it is today. And that plan is coming through, as all plans do, that he has for our future. And so here we are today, and we're just thankful that we're a part of it.
In addition to educational buildings, the center will also have walking trails, wildlife habitat areas, native plant gardens, and wildlife viewing blinds. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.